I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Trevor Sikkema is here on the WadeForward.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Trevor, I know you've probably been getting this all around the country as you go on various shows. Well, welcome to the ATL, because you're getting it again. Senior NFL reporter with Draft Network and co-host of the Locked In or Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Give us your thoughts on our Falcons, first and foremost. Let's start there. Beyond the Kyle Pitts pick, because I think everybody goes, all right, that's a good pick. But what about the rest of this draft?
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, but I like the Falcons draft. Of course, I think that Kyle Pitts was obvious. If you were staying at number four, you were going to pick the guy who was giving you the biggest impact. But you go to these next couple of picks, and I think it's high upside picks. You know, Richie Grant, I think that when you look at what the Atlanta Falcons lost at safety, this is a high-impact kind of a player who I think was really starting to come on and show his athleticism for UCF. You know, when it comes to playing safety, you want athletes on the back end, right? You wanted them to be able to get from point A to point B. That's a prerequisite almost to play that position in the NFL. But then after that, it's all about growing with anticipation. Okay, can you see things before they happen? Can you then communicate that to the rest of the defense? That's what makes some of the best safeties in the NFL. And I think that's the journey that Richie Grant is on. So if he takes that next step, yeah, he could be absolutely an impact safety for him. Jalen Mayfield, I like Jalen Mayfield a lot. I might like him more at guard than tackle, but I'm sure that they're going to try him at least at tackle a little bit, because the old saying is that, hey, if you got a guy who's got tackle guard versatility, let him fail at tackle first if you have a tackle need. And so I think that that's probably the direction they're going to go, although I did think his skill sets could make for a really nice guard if it doesn't work out at tackle. I thought that they had some great depth players, you know, getting Darren Hall, getting Drew Dahlman, who could be a potential impact player for them early on in his career. Avery Williams, the corner out of Boise State at the end of the draft. And then Frank Darby, who is one of my fan favorite kind of a players. I was down in Miami watching where Frank and a lot of those other guys were training. And man, I can tell you, this dude loves football. He's a hype man. He just loves being around the guys, getting better, everything like that. And you walk away from that weekend thinking, yeah, there's more talented players than him, but he's a dude who you want on your roster. He's a dude who you want to draft late, get on your special teams, and make a difference. And so all things considered, I really did. I thought the Falcons had a nice draft.
You hear that, Falcon fans? Do you hear that? Trevor Sikkema was with us, guys, at Tampa Bay Trey. You want to follow him on Twitter, the gram, and everything else. Yeah, I mean, it's tough, Trevor, because sometimes guys see, like, those name brands from the bigger programs. But let's start with Richie Grant. I mean, a guy that we said can basically play all over the field. You agree that this guy can play some free safety. You know, he can cover a tight end. I mean, what is his game all about for guys who didn't watch any of UCF this year? And that's a lot of us.
Yeah, I think that athleticism is his biggest calling card. And when I started to watch Richie Grant, you know, I thought that he was around the ball, but he wasn't making an impact on the ball. I thought that his athleticism could. And that's why I said, you know, he's on a little bit of a journey right now. He's really mastering that safety position, and he's got to be poised to take that almighty next step at safety to really turn that recovery speed or pursuit speed into anticipatory speed, be able to see it before it happens. And so you're betting on the athleticism here, because he's flying around the field on any game that you put on from UCF. But the next part of his game that he's got to develop, it's that anticipation. It's knowing exactly what to do. It's where to position yourself, that spatial awareness. I think if that comes next for him, they got themselves a real big impact player. Can absolutely play free safety if they wanted to, though I think he's less experienced there. They might try him at strong safety first, depending on what they think they can get out of the other guys in training camp. And so he just gives you a higher upside. So I see what the Falcons were doing here.
Trevor Sikkema, by the way, interview brought to you by betonline.ag. And we love BetOnline, so thanks to those folks. And if you haven't been there, check them out. I want to ask you, just go around the league quickly. I thought the Cowboys reached – and, you know, we're familiar with Dan Quinn because he was here, and now he was basically running this draft because they go all defense. But I got to be honest, I didn't think they had a good draft. Am I wrong on this?
I gave the Cowboys a D. This was one of the lowest grades that I gave any team from draft weekend. And, you know, it's not even because of the individual players. You know, Micah Parsons was a top 10 player for me. I had him as a top 10 grade. And, yeah, I love him as a prospect. I love them getting Jabril Cox in the fourth round. He was a nice steal, I think. But when I look up and down this roster and what I think could have been for the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think they got any better. I really don't. I mean, especially when you look at their biggest need, it's cornerback. And you get Kelvin Joseph, and sure, Kelvin Joseph has a high upside, but he's inconsistent. That's the worst part of his game right now is consistency. And so that was littered throughout his tape. This year, he doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt. He's got great potential. He's got all the tools that you want. But are you going to throw that guy out there year one and expect to see fruit? Because I don't think you're going to see it. And with Trayvon Diggs on the other side, guess what Trayvon Diggs' problem is? Consistency. It's the same thing. And so now you've got two starting cornerbacks in Dallas that really struggle with consistency. Maybe Dan Quinn can come in there and really change things around. But you know, that was tough. That was a tough pill to swallow, the risk they took there. I really think they panicked. I think that the Dallas Cowboys, no matter what mock draft they read or did themselves, they always had one of J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain somewhere to choose. And I just feel like when both of those guys went off the board at 8 and 9, they panicked. They didn't know what to do. They didn't plan for this situation. They got moved back. Okay, you're doing a good job of moving back, I guess, buying yourself a little bit more time. But I just don't see a draft haul that really does a lot for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how you think they're a better team right now than they were before draft weekend.
We talk so much about all the movement. Obviously, San Francisco just went bananas, and they kind of set the bar, I think, that other teams tried to get to, and maybe the Falcons couldn't get the same haul that the Dolphins got. So we stayed where we were. We took Pitts. Do you like Trey Lance? I mean, I don't know how much you know about why there was so much misdirection involved and why they were talking Mac Jones. Was there ever a consideration that somebody like the Jets was going to take Trey Lance?
I'm not exactly sure how it went because – you know, when this trade went down and the big media people, the people who you think would be really plugged in, came in and said, hey, it's going to be for Mac Jones, you go, what? Like, how does this make any sense? Like, even if they were to sit at 12 and take Mac Jones, I'd have been like, okay, that's fine, I guess. Like, I think that Mac Jones' ceiling is basically Jimmy Garoppolo, so I'm not really sure what they're doing. But then moving two extra first-round picks to go up and pick Mac Jones, that doesn't really make any sense to me. And so it never really made sense. I figured it had to be Trey Lance or Justin Fields, and there was a little bit of a back and forth. And you know what? Who knows when it's all said and done? I don't really know what the actual truth was in between all of the rumors and sources that came out, but they end up selecting Trey Lance number 3 overall. I think it was the right choice for them. I think he's going to be a great quarterback for Kyle Shanahan, because when people say that Trey Lance needs to sit early in his career, that is not for a lack of how he sees the game. It is simply because of a lack of reps that he had as a starter. Only 1 year as a starter at NDSU, and it's not that he needs time to learn the game or that he is behind mentally. He is sharp. He understands coverages. He's making checks at the line of scrimmage. He's adjusting protection. He is a smart quarterback. And so with Kyle Shanahan, I think it's only a matter of time before we see Trey Lance take over as the starter. I don't think it's going to be week 1, but I think it'll be soon as we make it into the season.
It is, again, Trevor Sycamore, with the draft guy, senior NFL reporter with Draft Network, talking to us about this draft. All right, so biggest surprise for you after it all played out, you know, I mean, the 49ers, we knew they were going to take a quarterback, but you just described how that all played out. Outside of that, what was the biggest surprise to you?
Well, I think it was the team that got the biggest steal in the draft, the best draft pick, if you ask me. And that was Chicago getting Justin Fields at number 11. I thought this was an unbelievable job well done by the Chicago Bears, because there aren't many teams in the NFL that had a worse-looking situation going into the draft, right? Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, they're sitting here with their backs against the wall. It's a stud quarterback class, but they're sitting here at number 20. There's no way they're going to get the sign-off to be able to mortgage the entire future to get up to number 4 or number 7 or number 8 or wherever it was. They're patient. They waited for it. And when not only did they trade up for Justin Fields, they did so trading with a team whose GM does not have a lot of experience trading back. And by not having a lot of experience, I mean he never does it. It does not happen. Dave Gettleman did the first-round trade back of his general manager career this past weekend. And the Chicago Bears took advantage of it, really not giving up a big price to go get Justin Fields. And so I think that this is a potential regime-saving deal that they were able to do. And that was the most shocking move for me.
So the Bears GM who got killed for Trubisky, he basically, Ryan Pace, has basically rewritten the book. What does Fields do? Obviously, the Bear fans are immediately going to want him to start. How quickly? Because there was a lot of conversation. A lot of our fans thought, look, Matt Ryan, the best days are behind him, regardless of the cap situation, that we should have taken Justin Fields. So how quickly does he start for the Bears?
Well, It's kind of to be determined, right? Because he's got two other veteran quarterbacks who are on the roster with him. And even though I think that Fields is the future, I think he'll take over some point during the season. It's kind of the same thing with Trey Lance. Trey Lance is in the same quarterback room with Jimmy Garoppolo, and he just went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So it's not like they have to play him. And as he gets his feet wet, if you will, as he gets his confidence as an NFL signal caller, they don't have to put him out there right away. And I think that that's the case with the Chicago Bears. Now, it's a little bit different with Andy Dalton being with the social media team dubbed as QB1 a month ago, because he is coming into a different situation. So it's not like he knows the locker room. He knows all the guys. He knows all the coaches. He's learning it just like Fields is. And so maybe that presents a easier path to playing time for Fields. But because there are veterans on the roster, I would probably still tell you that maybe Andy Dalton starts the season knowing full well that Fields is going to be the starter eventually.
Great job, Trevor, as always, man. Check out his stuff. Follow him on social media as well. We really appreciate the time today, Trevor. Great job. Talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, of course, guys. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.